What, you sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
Okay. And using a gun, what do you call the ammunition you put into it?
Shells.
Okay. Or if they were firing blanks, you'd say they're firing blank
cartridges.
Okay. When children are playing on the playground, the piece of equipment they use where there's a board across a balance.
Seesaw.
Okay. And if you're telling somebody what the children were doing, you would say that
the thing were seesawing.
Yeah. How about something, I don't think I've ever seen this, where you've got a plank across two posts or whatever at the end that you jump up and down on. Did y'all ever use that?
No,
or?
We never did use that.
Okay. How about something where a plank's anchored at the middle and it can spin around?
I've forgotten what to call that.
Did y'all have playgrounds at y'all's, the schools y'all taught at?
Sure
did.
Did
you have to make your own?
We just had to do everything on them.
Okay.
Nobody did anything for us.
Well, they do just hire you and give you a house and say,
no,
go to
we
it.
Didn't even. Well, you're talking about they gave you a school house?
Yeah.
This first year that I was talking about where we had the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
We taught in an old abandoned church. And that same summer, then, we organized a Sunday school and made up money and bought an organ and had Sunday school and singings there at that church. And then through the week, we'd have a school.
Who did you have to, like who hired you to be teachers or what kind of process did you go through?
County school superintendent.
So, yeah, there was one. You just apply to him and he'd assign you somewhere to teach.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you had to stand an examination first and make a grade. They had what they call first grade, second grade, and third grade. And that was the, however high you made was according to what you get paid, that and the number of pupils that they counted, how many pupils you taught in the figuring it some way. I don't know just how they did that.
Yeah. Well, did they, on the test you took, did the higher you make mean the higher grade you got to teach?
Mm-hmm. No, you just taught, you were hired either for a one-teacher school or a two-teacher school.
Yeah.
And the two-teacher school, one was hired as the principal, and the other one was the assistant. And your grade that you made at the standing in teacher's examination didn't necessarily say which one would be principal and which one would be assistant.
Yeah.
They sometimes they specified which one. Most of the time they would. They'd specify and they'd take into consideration what they thought were good qualifications, you know, for somebody to manage the school as well as teach.
Mm-hmm.
And then the assistant wouldn't necessarily have to have some of those qualities, although they could have those same qualities.
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment where you have two long ropes and a board or a